שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
Hello, we are reading in Zohar for All, volume 10, portion אחרי. We're on verse 74. Questions can be sent during the lesson to Svivat Tova or Cup TV. As always, we need to concentrate on being in the 10 and seeing how the Creator will rise between us such that we will be able to close in on all of reality. Please. The article is The Three Meals on Sabbath, 74. Moses said, "Eat today, because it is the Sabbath for the Creator today. You shall not find today in the field, under the upper button, Bina, the button appointed over the 22 letters, because Bina is appointed over Zeranpin, called the 22 letters. In the ring of above, in the Mochin of Bina, two sides are collected. Two lines right and left, one ring, Zeranpin, which rose to Man. And the ring is in square to four sides of the world, south, north, Chug, east and west, Tum. The Bina Yeshut is called the upper button. The button means a windowsill, which is upon a sill, which is upon two mezuzot, like in the buttons they shall lay. Bina rests on the two lines to reveal Chokhmah, called sight, from the language Mashkuf. Hence, she is called a button. When the two lines emerge in Bina, they cannot illuminate until Zeranpin raises Man and unites the lines in one another. Then they can illuminate. This is why Chokhmah, which is revealed by the lines, called Chokhmah of the 32 paths, meaning the 10 Sefirot of Bina and Zeranpin, in Zeranpin, which is called the 22 letters, and together they are 32. Because the illumination of Chokhmah is only revealed by Bina in Zeranpin, which raise 32. Hence, they are considered in Bina as three Pchinot. One, the essence of Bina, button, sill. Two, the two lines that the button leans upon. Three, Zeranpin, the 22 letters which rise to them with Man to unite them. In the ring of above, the Mochin of Bina, called the upper ring, prior to opening the abundance of the illumination of Chokhmah, collect the two sides, the two lines right and left, one ring, because the two lines that are in the Mochin of Bina, called the upper ring, rose the man of one ring, Zeranpin, the ring of a square to the four sides of the world that has the four Pchinot, Chug Tum, 75. The two lines in Bina grip on this ring, Zeranpin, on this side and on that side, this to the right and that to the left. This of the right rises first, and when it rises, it takes with it 600,000 men, heroes, gripping their swords on their hips. And the one on the left rises later, and when it rises, it takes with it 600,000 winged ones with the face of mercy, and they invert and replace each other, the right for the left, and the left in the right. The ring, Zeranpin, the middle line, which decides with the two lines, right and left of Bina, and unites them in one another, and by their unification in one another, they can illuminate perfectly. Accordingly, it's discerned that the two lines grip to the middle line, the ring, because their whole illumination reaches to them by their grip to it. The two lines, right and left of Bina, grip to the right and the left of the ring, by which they unite in one another and rise from their fall. Because prior to gripping to the middle line, the right line was vak, lacking gar, and the left line was darkness, because the wisdom in it does not illuminate without chasadim. And there was also a dispute between them. Hence, it was considered that both were in a fall. And now that they held on to the middle line, they were incorporated from one another, and the chassadim on the right were included from the chokhmah on the left, by which it attained gal and was considered to rise from its fall. And also the left line, whose chokhmah was dark due to the lack of chassadim, is now integrated in the chassadim on the right and can illuminate, and it's considered to have been risen from its fall. The right line, chassadim, rises to be included in the chokhmah on the left at first, and by that it rises from its fall and it attains gara. And when it rises, it takes with it 600,000 heroes, men gripping their swords on their waists. And this is not receiving gar of chokhmah, but vak of chokhmah. The six sfirot chagat nehi, and the chassadim in it, which are from bina, and each sfira of there are 100, are 600. And in chokhmah, they're included in each, and there are 600. Hence, they are 600,000, because chokhmah is called the thousand. All the force of the middle line to unite the right and the left is due to the Masach of Chirik in it, the Masach of Pchina Aleph, which diminishes the Gar of Chochmah. And if it weren't for the Masach of Chirik, the left would never unite with the right and would remain in darkness. And the Masach of Chirik, which grips to the left line in order to unite it with the right, is called a sword. And it operates on the hips, Nehi of Kelim. Because the diminution of the Nehi of Kelim causes the departure of Gar of the light of Chochmah, who grip the swords on their hips, and is included in them in the Masach of Chirik, which is called sword on the hip, which is Nehi. For were they not gripped onto this sword, the left would not unite with the right, and Chochmah would have remained in the darkness. As it is written, they are all gripping onto their swords, learned of war, each with his sword on his hip, due to the fear at night, as due to the fear that the left will separate the right and the chokhmah will return to the p'china of light, of night and darkness, they grip their sword on their hip, which is the Masach of Chirik on the middle line, protecting the left to not separate from the right. 76. They rise above until they reach one priest who was exiled from the day that the world was created. When they reach there, the great priest comes out and blesses the button. Because he's blessed from there, then from Atika, the eldest of the elderly, the reason of all reasons, which is Arichanpin, clothed in Insof, emerges from the dew of the Gdolach. Meaning it extends the abundance of Chochmas Tima Varchanpin, called the Tal HaBdolach. It extends to the head of that priest who fills that button, and because he has been filled, he was filled with Vak to the 6 days of Shabbat. In the world of Nikudim, prior to the world of correction, the Creator builds worlds and ruins them. This is the shattering of the Kilim. And the main cause for the shattering of the vessels was the light of Chochmah, which the inner Abba Ve'ima bestowed, which are Gar of Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, which extended from above downwards. Hence, in the world of correction, the inner Abba Ve'ima were concealed in Rosh of Atik, which is the Chochmah on the right, and the Chochmah is not revealed, but on the left of Yeshut, which is instilled and corrected by the middle line, which she has not, but Vak of Chochmah. And if the inner Abba Ve'ima were to illuminate Chochmah, it wouldn't be a possibility to diminish the Chochmah to the Vak. And with that, Chochmah cannot be revealed in Vak without Gar. But at first, they are revealed necessarily also as Gar of Chochmah, and then the act of concealment of Abba Ve'ima to conceal them leaves them with only Vak of Chochmah. It turns out that although the inner Abba Ve'ima were concealed and do not illuminate in the world of correction, with that, yet the first of each Zivug to bestow Chochmah, they need to be revealed, and then they return and are concealed. This is why it is said that they rise above, as they rise from their fall above, until they reach one priest, the inner Abba Vihima, Chochma on the right, which are called the great priest, who was exiled from the day that the world was created, since they exiled from their place and were concealed in the Rosh HaVatik from the day that the world was corrected after the shattering of the vessels. When they reach there, meaning when right and left of Yeshut, called the button, reach upper Abba Vihima in order to receive Chochmah, the great priest emerges, they come out and are revealed at their time, the inner Abba Vihima, and he blesses the button, and Chochmah is bestowed to Yeshut, called the button. How are they bestowed? At the time in which the button is blessed from the inner Abba Vihima, which are the great priest, then from Atika, the eldest of the elderly, which is Arich Anpin, the cause of all causes, Rosh of Atik, emerges Tal Habdolach and extends to the head of that priest. Because Abba Ve'ima Vatzilut rise to the Rosh of Arich Anpin and connect with the Rosh of Atik to one, where the inner Abba Ve'ima are concealed. And then they awaken at their time, their inner Abba Ve'ima from the Rosh of Atik. And they become one with Abba Ve'ima Vatzilut and dress Chochmah Stima of Arich Anpin called Tal Habdolach. And they received from there the abundance of Chochmah. And the Tal Habdolach emerges from Chochmah Stima of Arich Anpin and extends to the head of that priest, which extends the Gar of Abba Ve'ima called Rosh. And the priest, which are the inner Abba Ve'ima, fills the abundance of Chochmah to the button, to Yeshut. Meaning he fills them with 10 complete Sfirot of Chochmah, as the Gar of Chochmah is in them. But after it was filled, in the button remains only Vak of Chochmah, because the Gar emerged and immediately disappeared due to the correction of the concealment of the inner Abba Ve'ima. And the button, Yeshut, bestows to the 6 days of the Sabbath, Zeranpin, which is called Chagat Nehi, which are the 6 days of the Shabbat. 77. When the Tal Abdolach emerges down from the left line, and the left freezes that Abdolach, it becomes as the eye of the Abdolach, as a good stone, and all the camps are nourished by it every day, and from them at night. Those that eat in the day in this one way, and those at night eat in another way. Those that are at night are called the breakers of mountains and rocks, and collect from midnight until the light of the sun increases. Because the sun comes, they do not collect. Those that are in the day are called the home dwellers, the concealed of the hall. They do not collect, but in the morning. Because the morning has come, each collects appropriately to himself, and there are those who collect towards evening, and each collects appropriately. The great priest, which is the Gar of Abba Ve'ima, called the inner Abba Ve'ima, bestow the Tal Abdolach to Yeshut, which are the button. Although being the illumination of Chochmah, it belongs to the left line of Yeshut. And it's noted that at the beginning of the emergence of the left line with the illumination of Chochmah, the lights froze in him until the middle line came and united it with the right. Hence, when the Tal Abdolach emerges down from the left line, from Abba Ve'ima to the left line of Yeshut, and the left freezes that Abdolach, because the left line, prior to uniting with the right, its lights freeze. Then the middle line corrects it, and it becomes as the bdolach of a good stone, white, and the red color sparkles from it. The Chochmah was also integrated with the right of the chasadim and the left, and the abundance became included from both, from the white and the redness, chasadim and Chochmah, and all the camps are nourished from it every day, since during the day is the control of the chasadim, and everyone receives then from the white in the Even Habdolach. And some of them at night, there are some of the angels which extend from the left, and they receive their illumination of Chochmah at night. Because at night, the illumination of Chochmah on the left, and then Malchut's rule. Those who eat in the day eat in one way, the light of Chasadim, and those that are at night eat in another manner, the light of Chochmah. Those that are at night are called the breakers of mountains and rocks. The Klipot are called mountains and rocks because the illumination of Chochmah shatters the Klipot. Those collect from midnight until the light of the sun increases. Because at midnight the Zivug occurs for the bestowal of Chochmah. As it is written, as it risen while it was still night, until the governance of the day comes, Zeranpin called the sun. Then the control of the illumination of Chasadim begins, which are covered with Chochmah. They are not collecting, as it is written, as the sun is hot and it melted. Because from Zeranpin called sun, only Chasadim covered from Chochmah are bestowed. We're not forgetting the intention, yes? Please. Those in the day are called house dwellers. House is from Chochmah. And those on the day, although they receive covered Chasadim, those are the house dwellers who are born from Malchut, which is the Bet of Chochmah, and therefore are included from Chochmah. They are the concealed of the hall. They do not collect but in the morning. In the morning, prior to the increasing of the rising of the sun. There are those who collect towards evening, those who are extended from the left line of Zeranpin, which rules during night. Until that, the right of Zeranpin rules, and towards evening, the left of Zeranpin, and at night, the Malchut. 78. Those of night, it's written about, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. Those are the ones who drip the dew to the man of the lower ones from their part. This man has no color and does not freeze. Those of the morning, it's written about, it's written, in the morning seed your seed, and those would drip the dew of the man of the lowers to the lowers, and they give color to that man, sweetness and honey. The illumination of Chochmah, which extended from the dew of Abdolach and changed as Abdolach of a good stone, and surrounds the man that they ate in Israel, the Israel ate in the desert, which was the illumination of Chochmah and the Chasadim in it, as the redness in the eye of the Abdolach. They're two tlalim of the man. One, the dew below the man, as it is written, as the dew came down on the camp on the night, the man shall come down upon it. Two, the dew from above, which covers the man until the morning, as it is written, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp, and upon it the layer of the desert was thin and rough and thin as the frost on the land. There was color in man, as it is written, as the eye of the Bdolach, as the red color sparkles in it. And it is written, it's as a seed of a white god without any color. There are three kinds of seedings, which are diminishings and judgments of the three lines. Their essence is in the right and in the left. The seeding on the right line, the diminution of Gar due to the rising of Malchut to Bina. The seeding on the left line, the darkness and the freezing in the illumination of Chochmah in it, prior to uniting with the right line. These seedings are the dews of the man, which extend from the liquid in them. The dew that's below the man extends from the seeding on the right line. And the dew from above, which covers upon the man, drips from the seeding on the left line. The dew that's below the man, the diminution of the gar on the right line, extends the man to it, whose source is Chochmah Stima of Arichanpin, in order to receive the illumination of Chochmah in it, to be completed by it in the gar that it lacks. As it is written, and as the tal comes down on the camp, night shall come down with man upon it, as its causation, because the man comes down due to the dew to complete it with the illumination of Chochmah. And the dew that is above the man, which drips from the left line of the frost in it, needs to only reveal the chasadim, because the lack of chasadim freezes the chokhmah. Hence, the man is considered to it as chasadim alone without chokhmah. And it is written that they did not know what it is, for they did not know if the man is chokhmah and chasadim. Because towards the upper tal, it's considered as chasadim without chokhmah, and towards the lower tal, it's considered chokhmah. Accordingly, relative to the upper tal, it's written, and the tal as the seed of the upper god, meaning without any color, because chasadim are white without color. And relative to the lower dew, it is written, it is as the bdolach, which had the redness color, which implies the illumination of chokhmah on the left, which is red. And those of night, which are the left line, because the night is the malchut, which grips to the left. It's written about them, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp, which is the dew which is above the man, which covers the man until morning. For then it is written, and the layer of dew rose, and here upon the desert, those who are dripping the dew of the man to the lower ones from their part. Because those of the night whose part is the left line drip to the lowers, from the seating on the left, the dew which is above the man which covers it. And as it has been clarified that relative to this tal which drips from the left, there is nothing in the man but chasadim alone without chokhmah. For this tal is considered the man to the chasadim, white without color. As it is written, it is as the seed of God white, and does not freeze, because the light of chasadim does not freeze. And this is what was lacking for this dew, because the frieze on the left is upon it. Hence, it will adhere to the man, which is chasadim, who have no freezing. Those of the morning, which are the right line, it's written about, in the morning seed your seed, which extend from the right, in which the seeding of the diminution of God is. These were to drip the dew of the man to the lower ones. Because those of mourning, which are the p'chinot of the right line, drip the lower dew of the man to the lower ones. As it is written, and as the dew came down on the camp night, the man came down upon it. As relative to this lower dew, the man is considered the illumination of chokhmah, which completes it with gal, and give color to that man, because this dew, which suckles the illumination of chokhmah from the man, gives it a redness, a red color, which is the illumination of chokhmah. As it is written, it is as the eye of the bdolach, and the dripping and the honey, which is what we call the illumination of chokhmah, is as sweet as honey and nofet sufim. 79. Those of evening, as are the p'china of the mid of the day, are to be in the shadows of the evening, are the p'china of the left line of Zeranpin, because the night is the malchut gripped onto the left of Zeranpin, and the evening is the left of Zeranpin itself. It's written about them, evening you knew. And the left line of Zeranpin is the source of the illumination of Chochmah, which extended by the Dat. And the night, the Malchut, which illuminates at night after midnight, with the illumination of Chochmah due to the reception of it from the left line of Zeranpin, called evening. And those that are from the side of the night were to drip the dew at one time with those that are in the Prina of evening. Because the night receives from the evening, and whoever leaves from her until the morning, it's written, and he raised the worms and stunk. 80. Three sides are etched here against the three times. Today, today, today. Hayom, hayom, hayom. Hey, hey, hey are the three times a day. There are three lines, and each hey has three letters. Yud, Vav, Mem. Because in each line there are four letters, chub, tum, hey, and the three letters that follow. And they became 12 letters as the calculation of the 12 hours of the day, and they are all one, because they are the three lines and malchut which receives them, which are included of one another, and each of them has three lines. And all our yom, all our day, chasadim that are covered, the governance of the day, ziganpin. Because the left in them is included in the right, and the right rules. In this way, they are three Sabbaths, and they are all one, as they are under the control of the day, chasadim, and they are the Shabbat of night, and the Shabbat of day, and the Shabbat of evening, which is the mincha of Shabbat. And in this way, this is three meals, the meal of the night, the meal of the day, and the meal of the evening. 81. The meal of the night, because the day was sanctified, are corrected all the camps that are above. Three knots, three lions, enter in the rivers of Persimmon. At first they wash in the treasure of etched roses. They go through the river of Dinu and rise in there. And because they rise from the white line, white side, they wash in these roses and testify the testament of this Bereshit Sabbath. They're all the night of the holy, six sides to one side, and the two sides are 12. 82. When the day needs to be sanctified, the voice of the shofar rises upwards and down. And that voice is the part of the people of Israel, because there is no sanctity but where that voice is heard. And it's known that the day was sanctified. 83. Sandal, the differentiated monk, was adorned with the etched adornments which are inscribed in the letters and are called Gilgul. 84. Then Bol, the great of the healers, called Rephael, is, as it's written, Kelna Refana, the prayer that Moses asked. This is the place where it healed Miriam. Na Na is the Redeemer, with the inscribed letters of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Bet Vav Aleph Lamed is Boel, Redeemer, the greatest of the healers, the doctor of all camps, which moves the light of the into the darkness, from the darkness, and the rest of the days get close to them. The man is upon the two dews, the right and left, and therefore it is as Abdullah in the white color and the red sparkles, which imply chasadim with the illumination of chokhmah. And they extend to the three lines of Yeshut, and they are the three Sabbaths, the three meals, three times today. Because every meal is four chalot, against the four letters hayom, the four letters havaya, chug, tum. And each meal is included from all three meals. Hence, each challah is divided to three, which are the three lines. And in each meal, there are 12 chalot. Half of them are chesed, meaning chesed and tiferet, which are yud vav of each havaya, and three times yud vav are six chalot of the right line, of the right side. Half of them are gvurot, gvura and malchut, hey, hey of each havaya, and the three times hey, hey are six chalot on the left side. In a manner in which the essence of each meal are four chalot, two of chesed, yud vav, and two of gvura, hey, hey, kei, kei, and they are placed in the middle. And eight chalot come due to integration and are included and are placed four chalot above and four below. And they're not allowed to be intermingled with the right ones and those that are on the left. Because on the Sabbath, the mochin, the upper abaveima, illuminate, which are under the control of chasadim, the right. Hence, we need to be cautious from illuminating, from awakening the control of the left on the Sabbath. And this is the reason why man is not on the Sabbath, as it is written, today you will not find it in the field. Because there is no man, but from the unification of right and left by the middle line. And in Abba Ve'ima, there is no yud that emerges from the avir, and there is no unification belonging there. Hence, it is not there on a Sabbath. And even the man that fell on the eve of Sabbath should not be corrected. Because then, that is the time of the upper Abba Ve'ima illumination. And due to this, there are two changes between a weekday and a Sabbath. First, the prohibition of collection and correction of man, but the man needs to be corrected from the eve of the Shabbat. And then it's allowed to be eaten during the Shabbat. Two, when the illumination of the upper Abba Ve'ima was added, which rises from the man. And one depends on the other. because the one, the man was corrected and all the corrections of the Sabbath, they could be eaten with the illumination of the upper Abayim and Ima. But it is prohibited to do corrected anyway, because Yud does not emerge from Avir, upper Abba Ve'ima, and there is no corrections of the left there at all. If so, why is man needed in Shabbat from Yeshut, when you can receive the illumination of Abba Ve'ima that are greater? Because one should not receive from the Mochin of Abba Ve'ima prior to receiving the Mochin of Yeshut. Because the illumination of Abba Ve'ima without Yeshut is considered to lower ones in Vak without Rosh. Because Abba Ve'ima are in Chafetz Chesed and do not need Chochmah. And their Chasadim are preferable to Chochmah. Whereas the lower ones necessitate Chochmah. Hence, prior to being completed with Chochmah, they will have Chasadim of Abba Ve'ima in Vak. Hence, one should not receive the illumination of the upper Abba Ve'ima, but by eating the man on Shabbat, which is the illumination of Yeshut. Moreover, the man extends and completes the illumination of Abba Ve'ima for the lower ones. And the gap between the weekday and the Sabbath is clarified, because during the week they illuminate the Mochin of Yeshut, and then on Sabbath, the Mochin of upper Abba Ve'ima illuminate, but at the eve of Sabbath, only the Mochin of Yeshut illuminates. The meal of the night comes prior to the sanctification of the day, and from the Mochin of the sixth day, the Mochin of Yeshut, which is corrected on the camps of above prior to the sanctification of the Sabbath. And those Mochin, three knots, the three lines, enter in the rivers of the Persimmon, which are Chochmah and Chasadim together. Because the rivers of Persimmon are the perfumed oil. The oil, the Chochmah on the right, Chasadim. The perfumes, the illumination of left, Chochmah, which is included in the oil, which is Chasadim. At first, the lights are washed in the treasure of the etched roses. The right line, because roses are the Malchut, which are etched, meaning that in those lights, the Malchut in Katnut and in a fall. Because on the right line, the lights are with Vak without Rosh. And because we're talking here about the three lines of the Malchut, which is the eve of Shabbat, they're all called by the name Roses, the name of the Malchut. They go through the river of Dinur on the left line emergence, which extends from the river of Dinur. Because the Chochmah on the left does not illuminate, but on many judgments, which punish the wicked which come to suckle from the Chochmah. And they rise to there in the illumination of Chochmah, called rising. And the Malchut rises by them to their fall. After that, the middle line comes and unites the two lines, right and left, in one another. And the left is included in the right, which is white, chesed. Because they rise to the white side, because the left is included in the right, these roses are washed, the malchut is washed, and mitigated by chasadim. Testifying a testament of the initial Shabbat, and all the heavens and all the land and all the armaments is the testament of the creation of the world. There is in this testament 35 words, which imply the 32 paths of Chochmah and the three holy apple degrees, which are the three lines. They're all the night of the holy. They're all the lights that illuminate in the night of the holy. And there are illuminations of Yeshut and Arich Anpin in them, which are called holy. And the six to one side, and the Vak that illuminates to one side, because the Gar of Chochmah of the left, it disappears due to the correction of the middle line. And they do not illuminate the illumination of Chochmah on the left, but Vak of Chochmah. And this is to this other side, Vak, and they are 12. This is all said on the Mochin of the Eve of Shabbat, when they do not yet illuminate the Mochin of Shabbat, the Mochin of Upper Abba Ve'ima. But those Mochin illuminate like on the sixth day prior to the sanctification of the Sabbath, which are the Mochin of Yeshut. But in addition of illumination from Yeshut, to Averhan being called holiness. This illumination came already necessarily because it's after the sanctification of the Sabbath day. Because the sanctification of the Sabbath day starts from the eve of Shabbat. In each degree, there is katnut and gadlut, and when an illumination of a new degree comes, first, its katnut needs to be awakened and illuminated. Then you can illuminate and awaken the gadlut in it. Hence, prior to a new degree coming, the previous degree needs to depart in order to make room for the illumination of the katnut of the new degree. Hence, in the sixth day, in the evening, prior to the entrance of the Sabbath, depart mochin of Yeshut, and the beginning of Abavima begins to illuminate. And when the katnut of Abavima begin to illuminate, the Sabbath is sanctified, which already began to illuminate the mochin of Abavima of Sabbath, which are called sanctity. And when the day needs to sanctify, meaning when the time to illuminate the mochin of Archanpin of Abavima called holy, is the sanctification of the Sabbath. And the main gap between the Mochin of Yeshut and the Mochin of Abba V'ima is that in Upper Abba V'ima it uses the Malchut of Manula called a path, and the Yeshut uses the Malchut of Miftecha called Orach. When the day needs to be sanctified, the voice of the shofar extends upwards and downwards. The voice which comes from the illumination of the manula in Abba V'ima, by which this voice departs the mochin of Yeshut, and the illumination of the mochin of Abba V'ima begin, called holiness. This voice is the part of the people of Israel, and due to this illumination, the people of Israel are called sanctified. Because sanctification only is where there is the illumination of Mochin of Abba V'ima, when that voice is heard, and which is the illumination of the Manula. Then it is known that the day was sanctified, and it's known that the Mochin of Abba V'ima began to illuminate, which is the sanctification of the Sabbath day. 85. On the Sabbath eve, two upper spirits are awakened, one on the side of the light and one on behalf of the darkness. The angels Michael from the side of the light and Gabriel from the side of darkness. And their illumination extends to 600,000 camps ruling that day, and meant one for the right and one for the left, each correcting the tables, and after all the tables below appear as a known hall. 600,000 camps is due to the eve of Sabbath illuminating to six sides, and since they are included from Chochmah and Chasadim, they are 600,000. Hundreds from the side of Chasadim, and 1,000 from the side of Chochmah, which is 600,000. 86. All the camps above have special places at that night, and each is great and respectable in its place upon all the rest of his armies, the armies that are appointed below his hands. From those armies, two upper ones are extended. They take a table, one from the right and one from the left, so that the table will be included from the chesed on the right and the chokhmah on the left. And each table that was not brought closer between these two in order to be included from right and left is not a Sabbath table and is not a table that is before the Holy King. 87. When a woman and her husband, Zeranpin and Malchut, are in joy, that table is adorned. Meaning, when it gets closer to that table with six loaves of that man on that side and six loaves of the man on that side, this is a table that has been adorned with its adornments. The table is Malchut, and when Zeranpin and Malchut are in happiness, as Zeranpin bestows to Malchut from the 12 prinot of it, Chubtum, as each of them has 12 prinot that you extend to the 12 parts in the Malchut, which is the table, to the 12 loaves. Six to the right, which are three times chesed, and the tiferet to them, yud vav, which are in three havayot, chasadim. And six on the left, three times bina and malchut in them, kk of the three havayot, gvurot, from which chokhmah is bestowed. 88. Those two which carry the table need to keep the table, as the six loaves of this side will not intermingle with the six loaves of that side. Because we need to increase the right over the left, because of the illumination of Abba Vima, which began to illuminate during the entrance of the Sabbath. Because it's called before the upper and greatest of them, of the upper camps, then one is taken from the right and one from the left, and blesses over them, each saying about his camps, this is the table that's before the Lord. This, with the calculation of 12, which implies 12 chalot, 89. Upon each table, three appointees were appointed, and the upper spirit is upon them. And that spirit is happy with joy and is called Ori, and goes with all his camps and all those tables. 90. There are 90 appointees. There are 60 appointees against Chagat Nehi, each included of 10, tasting a flavor on each table and saying the blessing of Hamotzi and blessing the Creator. And each who tastes with lust causes the addition of force in the upper lustfulness, which of the upper degrees, that spirit which controls them, Ori, and raises light with joy. 91. Ask the imagination of those angels which are called the Jewish demons, eating similar to a man. There are others above who eat and drink from the light of Shekhinah, which enjoy. As they learn, righteous, sit, and their adornments are in their heads, and they enjoy the glory of divinity. And this is certain eating, as the upper mochin are a meal and an eating. 92. One letter illuminates upwards, that is the Yud of Havaya, which implies the upper Abba Ve'ima, which illuminated in the illumination of Mochin of the upper Abba Ve'ima in all the camps on the Sabbath day. And the Yud itself, which is Abba Ve'ima, was not known or revealed because the Mochin of Abba Ve'ima are covered chasadim. Below the letter Yud, which is Abba Ve'ima, five letters illuminate, which are spread upon all the camps. The letters Elohim. Elohim of the deed of Genesis, Yeshsut. They cascade from the letter Aleph, Elohim, and dwell upon one camp. And the letter Lamed of Elohim on another camp, and that's how it is with them all. Because the five letters Elohim are Kachabtum of Yeshsut. And each camp receives from its root, which belongs to it. 93. On the Sabbath day, a person needs to rejoice in day and night, and the table needs to be set, and he will make a joy to the upper and the lower in spiritual eating and in corporeal eating. 94. When a person comes from the synagogue, the holy angels go with him from this side and that side, and the Shekhinah is on everyone, because they're all as a mother upon her sons. And it's written, and he shall fall on 1,000 and 10,000 on your right. 95. With all that's been said, if a person enters his home with joy and receives guests with joy, when Shekhinah comes with the angels and sees a lit candle and a table that is set, and man and his wife are in joy, at that time, divinity, what does she say? This is mine, Israel, by which I shall glorify. 96. And if not, meaning there is no lit candle and a table is set in happiness between a man and his wife, divinity leaves there and the angels with it. And the evil inclination comes with his armaments and connects with the man and his wife and say, this is mine, and from my armies it is. Immediately the evil inclination dwells upon him and defiles him, and the Yud-K departs from man and woman, Yud from man, and K from the woman, and what remains is fire with the men, and its food is defiled. That's why it's written, don't err in its tastes because of the evil eye, and this table is filled with vomit and refuse, and there is no refuse but the evil inclination, the impure. 97. Hence they come to pure. One who comes to purify is assisted. One who comes to be purified, it's opened up for him. The holy angels and the holy And the angels that are impure go with a person to every place that he goes. And if a person is righteous, they're connected with him and the holy angels and protect him wherever he goes. And there is angels be commanded to protect you on all your ways. 98. And if he is not a righteous, the holy angels leave him and the defiled angels rule over him into hell. At that time, during the pressure, it's written about him, I have called upon him, he does not answer. And when the spirit of impurity is upon him, the diseases and the nations of the world are upon him. As it's written, you've been in a moist cloud for prayer, and also his prayer is impure. So we're going to move to the tree of life. Yes. I would like to thank you, even though there's no dull time of boredom in Nibaruch, and just like Baruch Salamis, they say thank you very much, and it's enough that you should know, look deep there. My question, what should our true attitude be towards your things at the opening about the 10, that where you turned us to concentrate on? It's not clear to me where it is, what is it? The gap between what you're saying and what I understand. Rav, that needs to be revealed. You will seek, in my words, where they dress in your world. And you will see that slowly, slowly you're discovering it. It's there. Just like our whole path until the end of correction. It's all there. You just need, according to my words, to seek where it's before me. You asked nicely. So, the Tree of Life, Volume 1, Branch 1, we're on